On Thursday, January 4th, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded an Obama-era policy that keeps the federal government from interfering with state decisions to legalize pot. The announcement caused many marijuana stocks to fall and provoked Colorado Senator Cory Gardner to threaten to block every nomination that the Justice Department sends to the Senate. Constitutional lawyer Johnson Hill explains how the decision challenges state rights.
The 10th Amendment basically says that what is not expressly enumerated as the power of the federal government is reserved unto the states. So what you have now is a patchwork quilt where the law is serving two masters. Law cannot serve two masters. You cannot have something that's legal at the state level and have the federal government classify it as illegal. Until the law only serves one master, we're going to continue to have this kind of, I call it a shadow boxing, because the federal government knows judges will recognize that the law has to be administered uniformly, and you can't do that when you've got state officials saying X and federal officials saying, no, it's Y. Can't work. Won't work. And I think the lawyers got to stand up and say, you know what, I'm an officer of the court. I can't tell a client that what they're doing is illegal just because some federal attorney general says that he doesn't like it, because I can enforce the laws of the state of Colorado. It creates doubt where there doesn't need to be any. It creates lawlessness where you need a lawful procedure.
The federal government has not yet specified any direct actions that will be taken against investors, states, or consumers of cannabis. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.